from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me in the studios for the second time, but for the first time with a new name, is the band Cuenca. CuencaTheBand.com is the website. They've got a brand new EP called Stay Up Late. It's Zach and Nathan Hamer, Miranda Zickler, Jillian Walker. Welcome back, you all.
Hello.
We're so happy to be back.
It's good to see you. There has been an awful lot that has gone on in your world since you were last here.
An awful lot.
First and foremost, the landing on the name Cuenca. This is a new name for the band. Tell me its origin and delve into the story of how you got here from where you were when you were last in our studios.
Well, we ran through a lot of names, as you know, and we finally decided on one that we knew would not overlap with any other bands. We went through a lot of English words and ran out of any that we really connected with, and we weren't worried about any overlap with other artists. And when we ran out of English, we turned to Finnish. My best friend is from Finland, and so I've been over there and spent a lot of time with the culture and the language, and I just think it's a really adorable, wonderful place and language. So we were kind of just looking through words that that kind of fit with what we do, and we came across Cuenca, and we were like, That feels right. We kind of all just like, it was pretty sudden that because we had gone through so many that we were like, oh, well, let's research it and see. And that one was just like, I think that really feels right. And that's kind of how we do. It's kind of fitting because it's how we do a lot of the things we do. We do that based on feel. And it's worked out really well so far. We feel really cozy and good in our new home.
And is there a meaning that means something to all of you of that word?
Well,
it's how in Finnish.
It means how, yeah.
So sort of how will we ever come up with a unique band name, I think is sort of the...
sort of what we...
Random might have... Yeah.
Tell people.
Well, if we reverse time a little bit, you guys are from Washington State, mm-hmm. originally formed about 3.5-4 years ago now, right? 2014.
This is now our fourth year mm-hmm. as a full-time band. Mm-hmm.
And the initial recordings that came our way under the name of Brer Rabbit back in the day and Wild Rabbit, Rabbit Wild, were much more acoustic than what you have set up in our studio today. So there has been much more than simply a name change. There has been a sound evolution as well. When did that start? And are you yet where you think you will be? Or is this just a continual evolution?
I think it started when we started playing music, you know, everything sort of changing. And there's subtle changes on the records. The one that we did, the last full-length studio before this EP.
The Heartland.
We started to play around with some drum machine stuff. We started to play around with a little synth, very light and buried in. But we started to kind of crack those more electronic pieces of gear open and using them. I think it's sort of been, and you know, the name kind of helped fold into this.
It was good timing.
Yeah, sort of.
Because we had already been doing that. Mm-hmm. We were already kind of moving in that direction. And then when the name change came along, it was kind of a nice rebranding, mm-hmm. if
and
you
a
will.
A nice time as we were just about to put out the new record and had,
for sure.
you know, some different music. And
because there's only four of us and we each play a bunch of different instruments, we're always trying to expand our sound and make it as loud and full as we can, especially for live shows. So it's always sort of evolving to fit that purpose, I guess, or to try to really get everything we want recording live.
And it's interesting because we never really set out to make folk music. We've just kind of always sat down and written whatever feels good to us at the time. And in the beginning, we were playing songs that the Hamer brothers had written years before. So that was kind of, we kind of grew out of that, but we've always just kind of done whatever feels right. And when we got this synth, it was really, we got the drum pad out of necessity because we were kind of building a makeshift drum kit for Zach to play during shows. And then we came across this and we were like, oh, this is perfect. It's so compact and we can get all these sounds. And then we got the synth and it just fit together so well. And yeah, we've really never set out to make any one kind of music. Mm. We just do what feels right to us at the time.
Cuenca is my guest live today in the JPR studios. Their new EP just out is called Stay Up Late. Information is at Cuenca, the band, Cuenka, theband.com. All right, we're going to try to make sense of everything that you've brought in. We'll do it after the first tune, which I think you guys are going to start with the one that we have been playing most from this new EP, Curious Hands, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. We'll be right back. That is Curious Hands. It's Cuenca live today in the JPR studios. That is a song from their new EP called Stay Up Late. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So yes, originally kind of a string band with some stomp drums, but you have added a little tiny baby synthesizer, drum pads. You've got cello going on, through pedals at times, mandolin, ukulele, electric guitar at times. That's an awful lot of stuff to keep track of. Here, I can't imagine what it's like for you guys trying to pack and figure out what works on each song.
Mm-hmm, yeah. This is pretty stripped down, actually, mm-hmm. compared to our live show. We also have more. We have about four more guitars that we utilize and a banjo, which I'll pull out later.
32 string orchestra falls asleep in the bus.
A choir. Just added instruments as we've gone along, and luckily so far they've still all fit in the van. So we have yet to get to the point where we have something and we're like, it's not going to fit.
We kind of toss out old instruments out the window as we're driving down the highway.
Pick things up that you see along the side of the highway.
It's not fitting. Chuck
it. Our room here is certainly not very big. And another room that is not very big is the tiny desk space at NPR. You guys are doing that. How do you figure you're going to pack all of this into that little square footage?
Well, we made it work today.
I think we're going to get on each other's shoulders and just sort of do a vertical thing.
Yeah.
And make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, it was, about a year plus from the last full length to this EP that coincided with the name change and probably quite a bit of legal work and all of that that goes into incorporating with the name and mm-hmm. changing the website and all of that. Mm-hmm. What was the decision behind an EP as opposed to waiting a little bit longer, putting out a full length? Is there a full length due soon to follow up this
Interesting
EP?
Interesting question, Eric. the EP was another thing that just came out really fast.
I think we were planning on just doing one song, mm-hmm. and we got together for rehearsal and had four that we really liked, largely due to I think just bought the synth.
It was our first rehearsal with the synthesizer.
We have some songs.
Really?
It was our first time playing with it, and we each had kind of songs we were pitching in a room. We were saying, let's just choose one that we like the most or that feels the most connected or built, and they all kind of came together at the same time, and we said, okay, well, we have an EP. So let's work on that.
Is it a secret which one was the seed for the EP?
Oh,
I think it was all, we played them back to back. We each kind of showed our songs to each other that we've been messing around with.
Yeah, it was fun. Jillian and I kind of got together in my garage in Seattle and wrote Curious Hands from just like a voice memo that I had been playing around with. You guys had pretty much gotten down what you wanted for Warsaw and Mistakenly and Spaces, but it really didn't. We were kind of like, it's okay, but like we'll figure something out. And then we played the synth, and it was just like, it just almost immediately.
All the songs came together within like 2 hours or so, not like finished and polished, but just the rough idea. We were like, well, that's great. Let's try the next one. And
so we called our producer, and we were just like, we're coming down. Did
the incorporation of the new stuff work immediately for each one of you?
I think in that rehearsal,
that's a loaded question. Oh my goodness, we might have a fight on our hands.
I'm
harboring a grudge about this.
The EP came together within that 2 hour rehearsal sort of, so I think to answer your question, no, we are all super on board because we enjoyed the sound.
Yeah, we were kind of like they were saying before, I don't remember who said it, but just looking for one new song. We're like, let's just pick out this new synth and see what happens. And then we all tried playing these songs. It was like, well, that's a good one. Let's put that one on the side. And then that's a good one. Okay. And then pretty soon we had four songs. We're like, why don't we just do this?
Yeah. Crank it out. Because we really want our next full length to be a labor of love and put a lot of work into it. And we wanted to get some new stuff out because we were so excited about this new sound. Instead of just doing one single, we decided we might as well do an EP. Yeah.
And to answer your earlier question, we did just get back from a writer's retreat where we locked ourselves away on an island for
that's true.
For a while and just solely focused on music. So, yes.
So we wrote, I think we're at 9 new songs, and we're kind of workshopping them and figuring them out, and we're doing the recording ourselves with some guidance from our producer who moved to Boston, sadly. And
we love you, Jerry.
So it's gonna be a long process, but we're already chipping away at it, and we're really excited about it.
Now, are those cards that you keep close to the chest, or are those songs that you have already worked into some of your live sets?
We haven't gotten there yet, but it's not out of the question that we'll work some new songs into the live set to kind of figure them out, help them get their legs.
Well, let's hear another one from the EP. Cuenca is my guest live today in the JPR studios. That EP is called Stay Up Late. Information is at cuencathebandcom. What's next?
We're going to play a song called Spaces.
Shadows seem far away, to be seen so soon. We rot as castaways, stranded on the sand-swept dune. My lover wrote to me, said everything is fine. Something about it seemed foreign, she ain't no friend of mine. Search for an original, an original mind. Through any such thing as precious, or one of a kind. Crosses on the wall, and cross your mind. Step the passage of colors, leads to our passionate times. The mama. Silk, smooth like barley wine. Everybody's either breaking up or getting married in the nick of time. We got soaked in the rain, slept in someone else's bed. Couldn't keep from being close, and I couldn't keep from hitting my head.
That is the band Cuenca live in the JPR studios today. A song from their EP called Stay Up Late. You can find out information at cuencathebandcom. Does it feel at all like you guys are a new band now? There has been both, as I mentioned, an evolution of name and an evolution of sound and a new EP to kind of reestablish who you are nationally. I know that you have a very good following in the Northwest. the Seattle area has continued to pick up. Was it at all challenging to kind of re-educate people that you're still you after everything that had changed?
That's a good question.
It definitely was, I think.
It wasn't easy. We didn't, you know, it wasn't what we would have maybe wanted to do, like if we could have just chosen exactly our own path. But
it was kind of fun to reinvent ourselves a little bit. And it really varies a lot from place to place. I think that places that are more internet heavy, that people are really into social media and stuff, they caught on really quickly. But there's really no other way to spread the word. So the places that are more, you know, off the grid and, you know, cause we have a lot of places like that we love to play, but it's harder to disseminate that information. And, so that's been a little slower going. And we found that, you know, some cities that we used to have a packed house in are, you know, quite a difference. It's a smaller crowd and we're just kind of rebuilding in some places, but back home in Seattle, it's a pretty, it feels pretty nearly the same, with also, I think, some an expansion of our fan base into this like new world of electronic and pop stuff that's more heavily influenced.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I've definitely had a couple people come up to me after the show and they're like, so we've been having this debate the whole show, and did you used to be cold? And I'm like, guilty. That was us. Mm-hmm.
You guys remind me a lot of a band that I used to love.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Originally, you guys were all from Mount Vernon. If I remember correctly, you didn't actually sort of meet there. You met back east, but you all happened to have been from the same hometown. As time goes by, bandmates get older, life increases, moves on. You guys have spread out a little bit, but not so much that it's inconvenient.
Is that a fair assessment?
Not yet. That's right. We did kind of like, we were all in the same place and then we spread out and then we all came back to the same place. We all lived in a house together in Bellingham for almost 2 years. And then now Jill's still in Bellingham. The boys are in Tacoma. I'm in Seattle. And we met in New York. We formed this band in New York, technically, so we're really excited to go back to New York on this tour, because we haven't been there in 2-3 years. So that'll be.
What is in the near future for you guys? I mentioned the NPR thing, the Tiny Desk thing. What else is in your near future? You had talked before we went on the air that you had actually not done all that many shows over this holiday period, but now it's the beginning of the big run.
Yeah, now we did a couple of local holiday shows. Well, they're not holiday shows, but home market hometown shows.
Yeah.
This is
a month-long tour all over the East Coast, which is exciting. We're playing a lot of cities we haven't played before: Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. All over the Midwest,
upstate New York, Chicago, and Indianapolis, Kalamazoo, St. Louis. We're playing Folk Alliance Conference in Kansas City.
I think we're pretty much playing every single day for a month.
We are. So, this is our very first stop of this month-long tour.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That's why we were so frazzled when we came.
Does that kind of schedule work well for you guys to be on every day?
It does.
It can get tiring, but it keeps when you're on the road for a month, it keeps you like
focused.
Forgetting that.
It's kind of like that runner's high, you know?
Yeah.
If you just keep
always,
going and you don't come down.
Don't stop and then you won't get.
Yeah, but
as
if you stop,
our voices stay healthy, we'll be fine doing with all the strenuousness.
Yeah, I was going to say, none of you strike me as the introspective guitar strumming songwriter that stays within a comfort zone. You guys lay it all out there when you perform, whether you're here in the studio or you're on stage. Does that start to wear? Or are you guys able to manage that pretty well?
It's odd because we are so excited to be on stage and excited to connect with people, but we do have to be really aware of how much we're talking to people after shows, and it's, you know, it's no fun to have to like go home to our hotel after a show and we're so excited, but that's really what we have to do to stay healthy a lot of the time.
Skip the parties.
Yeah.
We rest all day until the show so we can give all our energy within that specific performance. And that's something that just sort of happens since we've been playing music together.
And we all grew up doing theater and stuff on stage, so we kind of grew up with that, you know, just sort of
getting
on stage
every day.
I'm thrilled you guys could stop and visit with us again. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, best of luck with the new EP and the upcoming record due out Sometime.
We'll see.
Sometime. Yeah. Everyone stay tuned.
TBD.
It's Cuenca live today in the JPR studios. Their new EP is called Stay Up Late. You can find it at cuencatheband.com. You guys have one more for us. What are you going to wrap up with?
This was one of Nathan's contributions to the EP.
It's called Mistakenly Brave.
Sinking barely breathing, thorns they bore, tear my sleeves, but I drink poison with, I think it levels one, they can't feel inside, I'm not your friend. Why do you want me to be? I'm running the boat, I'm starting the way, I'm kicking the shoreline, I'm taking the break. Broken bottles are broken, nothing to say. I'm a wandering whirlwind, I'm mistakenly brave. I will love till I am hurt, my own untrue. Of useless words, I'm feeling voids. It sounds absurd every time we heal me, they assured and I'm not friend. No. Why do you want me to be? I'm rocking the boat, I'm starting the wave, I'm kicking the shoreline, I'm mistakenly brave. I'm nothing but no, but no one and nothing will leave me escape. I'm a traveling testament, I'm mistakenly brave.
That is Mistakenly Brave. You can find it on the new EP Stay Up Late from the band Cuenca. Zach, Nathan Hamer, Miranda Zickler, and Jillian Walker are all live today in the studios. Guys, thanks again for coming by. It's nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.